But then the Methodist Episcopal left, and the African Methodist folks left.
Mm-hmm.
And
so each one went off to form its own church.
St. James, went right on the corner of the First and the Katy Railroad track in the little house there. Mm-hmm. Then they bought four lots down on Second and Ross, they called it, down mm-hmm. there. And that's where they built the first big congregation of black people. They built that.
St.
James, St. James Methodist Episcopal Church. So they worshiped in that church till about 1908, and it was condemned. It cracked somewhere, something like that. So we built a tabernacle, and it wasn't until 19 and we stayed in that till 1920, about 18 or 20, about 1920.
Was it a big celebration when you built the tabernacle, or was that just temporary?
It was temporary because they intended to build another mm-hmm. big church there. But in the meantime, the Aransas Pass Railroad mm-hmm. bought that property.
The San Antonio and Aransas Pass Railroad.
Uh-huh. Huh? And the big church, they had torn it down because mm-hmm. they were going to build another church there. So they had all these brick from the first church was there on the ground. And then after the railroad bought that, we went up on the corner of Second and Clay, just a block off, and built this church that's there now. And they had saved up. I remember they had $8,000 they were going to build buy a place. Well, they was going to build another nice church there on that corner.